A top White House official says Washington does not need to apologize to Afghanistan for over a decade of killing and injuring civilians in the war-torn country. National Security Advisor Susan Rice made the remarks following reports that U.S. President Barack Obama would apologize for the United States' mistakes. Earlier, an Afghan presidential spokesman said that as part of the Washington-Kabul Security Pact, the U.S. would write a letter admitting the errors it made during its war in Afghanistan. But according to Rice, no letter has been drafted and it is off the table. Meanwhile, a group of Afghan elders known as the Loya Jirga will discuss the so-called bilateral security agreement between the two countries on Thursday. If confirmed, the strategic partnership deal will allow U.S. troops to stay in the country beyond the 2014 planned pullout and grant them immunity from prosecution in Afghanistan. Let's talk to Richard Becker with the ANSI Coalition from San Francisco. Welcome, sir. Mr. Becker, the U.S. says it will not apologize to the Afghan people after over a decade of occupation, death and destruction. What does this mean for the Afghan people?
Well, I think it's, of course, a slap in the face to the Afghan people. Just one more. As part of a long, bloody, disastrous war for that country, you know, when you look at what the war has really meant for the people of Afghanistan, if we could sum it up in one statistic, it is that Afghanistan today ranks by far the worst country in the world for infant mortality. That's after hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars have been spent by this war, and a war that has really caused such death and destruction, as you mentioned, and humiliation for the people of Afghanistan, the night searches, the beatings, the killings, the imprisonment, the torture that has gone on, and for the United States top U.S. officials then to take a position that they are not even required to apologize for these crimes, and they are, in fact, crimes, international crimes, war crimes against the people of Afghanistan, illustrates the arrogance of the empire.
And the fact that the U.S. is not going to apologize, what impact would this approach have on the Loya Jirga's decision to approve the bilateral security agreement between Kabul and Washington?
Well, it looks like that the agreement is much closer to being signed. Of course, nothing is final till it's final. But the United States, on the one hand, wishes to maintain bases all over Afghanistan, wishes to remain the occupying power in the strategic country. And the Afghan government, headed by Hamid Karzai, I think is quite aware of the fact that it cannot survive without a very significant ongoing presence of U.S. troops. So I think that those realities are what will be brought to bear. And who knows what kind of deals will be being made inside the Loya Jirga, but it appears that they are moving toward an agreement, one which would exempt U.S. troops from being subject to, as you mentioned in the beginning, the jurisdiction of Afghan courts. This is known as extraterritoriality principle during the earlier period of classical colonialism, and now it's continuing in this period of neocolonialism.
All right, Richard Becker with the ANSI Coalition from San Francisco. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.